Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I love this time of week. But before we can play this week's show, let's go over last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase good and evil. Rearrange the letters to spell the seven-letter name of something that travels on water and the four-letter name of something you can do to get into water. What are the words?
You can dive and what was the other one? Gondola?
Yes. All right, Ian, it's April 1st, and since April is the fourth month, I thought we'd have a quiz about famous fourths. The Fourth Hand, a 2001 novel by John Irving, tells the story of a journalist who, while on assignment in India, has his hand eaten by a lion. He becomes famous for the incident and attracts the attention of a doctor who wants to perform the first hand transplant. What is the name of this hand surgeon?
That's Dr. Nicholas Zajac.
That is correct. And in the book, Doris, who is a housewife from Wisconsin, offers to donate one of her husband's hands after he dies. Beryllium, the fourth element on the periodic table, occurs naturally only in combination with other elements, emerald being one of those combinations. In 2015, the U.S. produced 275 metric tons of beryllium, and China produced 20. What nation was third, producing 2 metric tons of beryllium?
Pretty sure that's Mozambique.
You're good. Very good. Yes. And beryllium is known for its low absorption of X-rays, which is why it's used in radiation windows between vacuum chambers and X-ray microscopes. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution prohibits unreasonable search and seizure and requires warrants to be supported by probable cause. One exception is when consent is given for a search. What 1990 Supreme Court case ruled that a consent search is still considered valid if consent is given by a so-called apparent authority, even if it is later discovered there was actually no authority over the property in question?
That sounds a lot like Illinois v. Rodriguez.
Well, it should, because it is. Written in the summer of 1806, Beethoven's Fourth Symphony is often overshadowed by the work that follows it, the famous Fifth Symphony. Who described the Fourth Symphony's adagio opening to the first movement as, quote, a mysterious introduction which hovers around minor modes, tiptoeing its tenuous weight through ambiguous, unrelated keys, and so reluctant to settle down into its final B-flat major?
It's got to be Leonard Bernstein.
Yeah, if he's talking about B-flat majors, it pretty much is Bernstein, right? And finally, the fourth-generation model of Apple's iPod was unveiled in September of 2008. More closely resembling the first and second generation models than the third, it was called, quote, the most environmentally friendly iPod. It came in 9 colors, 3 of which were held over from the third generation model. What colors are they?
That's black, red, and silver.
Wow, you got those very quickly. Well, Ian's no fool today. He went 5 for 5. When was the last time you fell for a practical joke? Was it in the last 3 minutes or so? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can see what other pranks Mike had up his sleeve this week at wamc.org/anyquestions, and you can also take a look at some extra credit and this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word spill-proof. That's S-P-I-L-L-P-R-O-O-F. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 2-word phrase, 5 letters in the first word, 5 letters in the second, that you might say to someone after they try to drink out of a glass they think is spill-proof. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll see you at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.